Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadway San Jose presents three more hit shows this season with family favorite Annie, Lincoln Center's My Fair Lady, and direct from New York, Pretty Woman. Tickets are now on sale for $99 when you purchase a Black Friday package. Visit BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929 to purchase this limited time offer. That's BroadwaySanJose.com or call 866-395-2929. Offer ends Cyber Monday, November 28th.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Pax What She Said podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And I don't know about you, Perry, but I'm still kind of riding the Victory Monday high, especially because it was a short week. So now we're going into a game tomorrow already, Thursday. It's Wednesday as we record this, but feeling a lot better. It's a lot more fun to talk about matchups when you think you've got a chance versus when you're predicting the downfall of the season. So we've got that going for us, at least going into Thursday Night Football, which is nice. But Packers-Titans at Lambeau Field, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. How are you feeling about it?
Feeling better than I was a week ago.
Agreed.
I think this Packers team has shown us that they at least have the ability to beat a good team with the formula that they used against the Cowboys. I think this Titans team is a slightly different matchup for a couple of different reasons that I know we're going to dive into, but defensively, they're actually pretty similar to the Cowboys. So it will be interesting to see, A, do the Packers do what they did against the Cowboys and is it successful? And B, do the Titans respond after seeing what the Packers did to the Cowboys? And will the Packers have answers for their response? That was very meta. But the Titans are coming into Lambeau. Last time that happened, we saw an A.J. Dillon breakout game, first of his career in the snow. It feels like a very off kind of random matchup. It's an AFC opponent. They're fighting for their division, their playoff spot too. They have a quarterback who's able to make enough throws to do what he needs to do to get wins, and a coach that's coming off coach of the year. So it should be very intriguing on a short week for the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team too that's really interesting. I think this is the first time that the Packers have ever played an AFC opponent on Thursday Night Football. I thought I read that somewhere. Like, this is just a very, you know, surprising matchup for a primetime football game. You know, we're used to it being like the Bears or the Rams or the Eagles or, you know, the contending NFC team. So this is a really tough draw too for the Titans, who, yes, they're 6-3. They just won, you know, against the Broncos, but I think they have like 17 players on injured reserve. Like, their injury report is just loaded. You know, they lost some guys in game against the Broncos. So to try and flip it on a short week and then come to Lambeau Field, This is a tough pull for them. And I don't want to say any team is better or worse than their record, you know, but I do think this is a very interesting 6-3 football team. They've won some close ones, but I don't know if they're dominant as far as like a true AFC contender at this point. So I think, you know, maybe we'll find out more about that on Thursday.
I think their sum is larger than their parts, if that makes sense. Like, you see the record and you're like, okay, Titans. And then you kind of look at their roster and you're like, huh, very interesting that you've been able to go 6-3, which is, I mean, we've been saying it all year. The Packers have a great team on paper and they're 4-6. So clearly all that matters is going out and executing. But I think the key in this game, and you tell me if you agree or disagree, is just stopping this Titans pass rush, because that's been what's dominant and that's what's been keeping them in games. We talked about it pre-show, right? They sacked Russell Wilson 6 times in this game. And, you know, Russ is playing against, I think, a lesser offensive line, and is actually a pretty sack-prone quarterback. But 6 sacks in any game against any quarterback is still incredibly impressive. And they've got dudes all across this defensive front that it's going to give this Packers offensive line a really tough day. We finally got to see the starting five that we've been wanting to see all season last week. They kept Rodgers upright for the most part against, again, a very good Cowboys front. That's the Cowboys' strength as well. You can argue maybe their secondary, but I'd say it's their pass rush with Micah Parsons. The offensive line was able to keep them in check and keep Rodgers upright. So if they're able to do that again this week, that will be huge. Because if Rodgers is getting sacked 6 times, his offense is not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting, too, to be in Week 10 and finally have, for the first time the entirety of the season, your starting five play the entire game. You know, it wasn't a Zach Tom game. It wasn't a Yash having to move around game. Like, this was just their five. Bakhtiari didn't have to sit out any at left tackle. So hopefully that's a building block for this offensive line, and they're able to kind of, you know, keep that momentum going in the rhythm now that the five of them are there. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, on offense, if they're going to move the football at all, it's going to start with getting past this Titans D line. And Danico Autry leads the team right now with 7 sacks. I was reading, I think they have 3 sacks at least in their last 6 games. So they're just on a hot streak as far as getting after the quarterback. And, you know, Rodgers has looked a little more mobile. I think he's maybe more comfortable doing that at Lambeau Field. But the idea being, obviously, that, you know, he needs to stay upright, because if he's going to let some of these deep shots and the plays develop that we talked about in the post Cowboy show about how there's a lot more open now for this offense, he's going to need a good 3-4 seconds to kind of sit in the pocket. And some of these guys, Jeffrey Simmons, we'll see if he plays with the ankle injury, but they're not going to make it easy for him to have time back there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the pass rush, right? But it's also their rushing defense, because they're second in the league right now in rushing defense. They're not allowing anything on the ground. And we know, everyone listening to the show knows, that the Packers can't run the ball and they get one dimensional. I don't think that they have enough to be able to pass like thoroughly against this Titans team in order to beat them. They are 31st in passing defense, which is really interesting. So if you can get a more balanced ground game, passing game going, like, that's, it's always the formula, but it's very much the formula, because this Titans team can make you really, really one dimensional. They're also first and third down defense after 10 weeks. So again, you want to get much better at getting bigger, not chunk plays, but, you know, getting more than 5 yards on first or second down to bring up either short third downs or just not getting in the third down position at all, because this Titans team is proven they're going to stop you. They're the best at it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that is, it's like a tale of two defenses almost, where they are first in the league, like you said, when it comes to rushing attempts as a defense, and they're 32nd in passing attempts allowed on defense. So hopefully the Packers are able to find balance. And, you know, I think that's one of the things we talked about going into the Cowboys game that was so successful for them, was managing time of possession. The best way to beat, like, you know, to help your defense against a player like Derrick Henry is to keep Derrick Henry off the field. So if the Packers are able to sustain their drives and move the ball, stay ahead of the sticks, and put up these like 7-8 minute scoring drives, even if they end in field goals at this point, like, we're still taking the 3 points, but just give your defense time to rest, because obviously Derrick Henry leads the NFL in broken tackles. And we'll talk about the Titans offense in a little bit, but that's, I think, you know, one way for this offense to really help their defense going into Thursday night, is just to to play ahead of the sticks. And I think we'll see some shot plays. Obviously, we know now that they are capable of that. Randall Cobb should be back. That'll open up some of the underneath stuff, which is really exciting. But yeah, I think just staying ahead of that pass rush is going to be at least, you know, bullet point number one as far as how to stop this Titans defense.
Yeah. Good news is that the Packers offense this season has really only been able to score on really long sustained drives. They're actually not quite there yet in their 4-minute, 2-minute drill type hurry up offense. So if that's the formula this week, that is at least what they can lean into. They're already good at it. I do not necessarily agree that they're going to have Randall Cobb this week. I'm skeptical about it. Yeah. He's just coming off IR. He's only really doing like individual drills in practice. While he is a vet and he probably doesn't need as much ramp up time as other players do, it's a short week. If they were playing on Sunday, I'd say 100%, but he's only really going to get two practices and he's coming off a pretty serious ankle injury. So, but I would love it. Obviously, if he was there, they need their true slot receiver at the moment. And yes, Rodgers just needs to get the ball out quick. I think him and his receivers this game, like very, very, very much need to be on the same page. You're not going to be able to sustain like 7-step, 5-step deep drop backs against this Titans team. And you're going to have to do the quick passing game. And Rodgers is very good at that, right? We've seen it the last couple of seasons in Matt LaFleur's offense, but it all hinges upon his receivers being open.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!